Israel celebrates 60 years of independence this week. For all that time, the country's been taking in Jewish immigrants. Israel has absorbed European Jews, Arab Jews, Russian Jews, Ethiopian Jews, and many others. That makes Israeli society quite diverse, but it's not what you'd call a melting pot. One Russian immigrant found that out when his decision to get married did not go over so well with his mom, despite the fact that his bride-to-be was a nice Jewish girl. We get the story from the world's Quill Lawrence in Tel Aviv.
Gennady Kuchuk has been living in Israel since he was 12. He came with his family from Russia. A few years ago, he fell in love with Nurit Beru. Her family came here from Ethiopia when she was just 5. Gennady says there was no problem with their relationship until he told his mother that he and Nurit were getting married.
She take it pretty hard. She preferred that I will marry a white girl, and she said in our community it will be pretty hard and you get a lot of troubles.
Racism is nothing new in Israel. There's always been tension between Sephardic Jews from the Middle East and European Jews. Some of the barriers are breaking down, but not for Ethiopians. Nurit says other groups are assimilating, but even Ethiopians who are born here get treated like outsiders.
Ethiopian Jews, it's different. Because of the skin color. It looks so weird that I'm also black and Jew. So people not really believe that we are Jewish.
Nurit and Gennady knew it would be tough when they decided to get married. To complicate things even more, Gennady decided to make a documentary about it. The film, Yiddish Mama, was mostly about his mother's reaction to his marrying an Ethiopian woman. It premiered at the Tel Aviv Documentary Festival last month. The film opens with Gennady calling his mother to tell her the good news. His face slowly turns from a nervous smile to a look of pain as his mother tells him he's making a horrible mistake. She proceeds to embody every stereotype of the Jewish mother. She asks him why he's doing this after she gave him everything. She says she's not sure how much longer she'll live, and she mentions that she's worried herself so sick that the neighbors ask if she's got cancer. When Gennady's mother sees the wedding invitations, she suggests that maybe the guest list could be pared down from a few hundred to maybe 20, so word doesn't get out. Yiddish Mama has many happier scenes, including the wedding, complete with an Afropop band. The ice is broken between the two families, and the awkwardness seems more innocent. The film was well received, but perhaps not in the way that Gennady and Nurit intended.
It's more to take a little time to understand it.
To understand why they were laughing.
About the responses and everything. Now I'm a little confused.
It was a little bit weird, but I think that they didn't laughing because it was comedy or something. Just because they knew the situation, because they also meet kind of situation themselves. So I hope that it's true, because otherwise, you know, it's not supposed to be comedy.
But the film clearly started a conversation in the audience. Some viewers were appalled at the racism. Others wondered what they would do if it were their son or daughter. Mazal Atal, an Ethiopian member of the audience, says Israelis still don't take racism seriously.
I don't think they got the meaning. They are not familiar with the fact that still a lot of people are racist. There's a lot of different community in here, but they are not mixed. Every community has their own way.
Perhaps the most important member of the audience was the Yiddish mama herself. Zeina Kuchuk says she's not the same person she was when the film was shot.
The things are not as terrible as they sound here. Because our relationship with Nurit, with his wife, are not as bad from the first minute I saw her.
Zeina says her relationship with her daughter-in-law is better. She now believes it strengthens Israel when Jews of different cultures marry. She says her generation didn't do that. But Zeina says racial barriers mean much less to her son's generation. For The World, this is Quill Lawrence, Tel Aviv.